I think November and early December can be highly unpredictable, as we've found with the weather in the last few days, as we've had the different faces of autumn, the warm and glorious days of a few days, a couple of weeks ago, and then the bright days of earlier this week, and then the Arctic blast of the last couple of days, when some friends of ours who'd been staying with us this week went home. When they got to their home in the Midlands, they found, to their amazement, there was snow on the ground. Unpredictable times and places in life. The news this week of the appalling tragedy of this boatload of migrants dying after sinking in the channel reminds us of the unpredictableness and the precariousness of life. And all that long after we kind of planned where we were going to be going with this sense of talking about between the times, seeing what would happen. Because that's what we do at Advent. It's time to go home. Then it's also about thinking and planning. Any of you who have planned a journey that requires you to be considering timetables, even comparing diaries, this is a season to get ready. To get ready. I don't know how you feel about those words that Mary read for us. Jesus was making sure that people were not thinking just about a cozy Christ to comfort them. There should be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. I don't think he had an icy blast freezing up the East Coast main line in mind when Jesus said that. It was a reminder that the world is an unpredictable and precarious place. And sometimes our getting ready seems endless. The work we have to do, frustrating. Sometimes, as we start thinking about the season, and as Advent is a time to go home, to get ready to go home, to think about all that might mean. And you may be different in your ways of thinking. Some of you may be those for whom home is where you lay your head. Others, it's a permanent place, whether or not it's where you currently live. And for those of you preparing for someone to come and visit, there's always work to be done in that getting ready stuff. And it seems endless. Recently, I looked out at the grass in our back garden. A few days earlier, we'd spent time picking up all the leaves, ready to mulch them. And there was this carpet. Somehow, all the effort we'd made raking up, carefully, tidily, putting them into black bags and tucking them round the corner, that all seems like a distant memory. Because much as we cleared all the leaves from the trees round our garden, the wind had blown in from across the road and the next garden and beyond and beyond. And there it was, all there again. So out came the rake and we got rid of the next crunchy brown carpet. before it all started to blanch the grass. You ever felt? Did that loving your neighbour stuff apply to those leaves from your neighbour's trees? You might like to think that it does. Do you think Jesus will give you a pass on that? I don't think so. In fact, Jesus says, look at the trees. It's fig trees, he mentions, and all trees, he says. Look at those leaves, he says. Sweep them up, yours and your neighbours both. Look at the trees. Was that why we're called to be tree observers this Advent? Did Jesus just want us all to become arborists? I don't think so. Watching the leaves fall, keeping an eye on them, like some eternal Victor Meldrew apt to complain about their neighbour. There must be something more to it than that, surely. Yes, you've got to look back and see what's happened and see how it's going. I don't know how you feel about this kind of stuff on Advent Sunday, about the uncertainty of life. I guess some of you were hoping to hear the preliminaries of the Christmas story. An uplifting angel announcement, maybe. A song of transformation. Perhaps a dream or a journey or a royal decree. Not people fainting with fear and foreboding. I'm not sure I'm quite up to foreboding this morning. I don't know about you. We just don't forebode anymore, do we? Do we? But I guarantee if you flick through the TV listings, there'll be films about the end of the world with impressive special effects that make the New Testament words seem quite bland. And we watch that for entertainment. If Jesus is trying to scare us, he'll need to ramp it up a bit. But then another look at these verses suggests something different. Maybe it isn't fear that Jesus is trying to instill and backward looking and reminiscing and if onlys. Perhaps it's the opposite. The opposite of fear surely is hope. Look at the trees, Jesus says. And then he speaks about signs of growth, even in the dying season. Look for the signs of life, even in the dreary landscape. When you see these things begin to happen, says Jesus, look up. Lift up your heads because your redemption is near. Stand up. Raise your heads. Are we a bit droopy-headed? We hear the announcement. You're being really good, or most of you have been really good, and wearing your face coverings again, and without us having had to tell you. And all the doom-laden statements in the press about, will we need to rescue Christmas? Well, actually, no. Actually, I want to say the incarnation has happened. The joy will always be there. But maybe we need to hear instead, lift up your heads a bit. It's a phrase that always sticks in my mind and always is tied to when I was in college training. After 9 years of not playing any football, when I went back to college, there was enough need for the honour of the college to be part of the football team. And our indomitable captain, Bill Evans, would do his best to instill his rag bag of the unfit and the unwilling into playing. And I can remember one bleak November, December, maybe January day when we went off to play Golden Hill at secondary school, and the 14 and 15 year olds, fit as fleas, were running rings round us. And suddenly there was this Advent cry. So it probably was about this time of year. Lift up your heads, lads! a wake-up call. And I'm sorry if that was a wake-up call for anyone here or on the screen as well. But it's a wake-up call, isn't it? It's a look forward. Don't look down, don't look back, look forward in uncertainty and anything else. Look forward. Jesus says, stand up, raise your head. Our natural instinct when things aren't going well in a difficult moment is to hunker down and just get on with it. But Jesus wants us to do the opposite, to have confidence, to trust, to look forward and have purpose in life. Not just look back or start reminiscing about going to Peppa Pig World. Paying attention can be tricky at times. You knew there had to be a reference sometime this week. You know, I'm going to try not to lose my notes. Pay attention, says Jesus. Keep your eye on the ball. And you say, I have other things to do, places to go, people to see. Pay attention, says Jesus. But to what? The end times? No thanks, we say. The people who are concentrating on that seem a little odd, a little bit out of touch, and they have their priorities all messed up. The message is take care of yourself and stay clean so you come out well in the end. Well, that's a bit kind of I mean mine, isn't it? Pay attention, says Jesus. Advent is a multi-layered time with all sorts of messages to keep us thinking about what's really true. We look back. And we hear a promise from the past. Which helps us to look forward. I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the end. The looking forward comes out of all that's gone in the past. Jeremiah makes that promise to the people of Israel as they're feeling at their lowest point, as though nothing can go right. A branch, here we are. See, it's not all about trees, but this is a branch. It's a branch of the family, of the royal family. It's the promise of God coming to us here and now to give us hope. Look forward with hope because of what God has promised way back. Be a people of hope. Be a people with a sense of purpose, a knowledge of what this time is actually all about. I'll admit to gritting my teeth when I noticed a certain well-known search engine to put their little logo up with the holiday season. And after I stopped gritting my teeth, I thought I'd actually click the link that it told you what, where they're, and what they've done was they've got umpteen things all rolled together. No sense of any direction, just who can be collared. Is that what coming home is about? Trying just to pull people in with no purpose? No, it's not. It's about having a hope that makes sense of the time, of being able to look forward, to look forward to a true celebration. Not becoming the Grinch or the Grump or the Ebenezer Scrooge. Pay attention, says Jesus. Look at the trees. Is there one more ladder to come down? I think there is. One more direction. Do we look elsewhere in addition to backwards and forwards? Up and down? Yes, there's. Look around, says Jesus. Look up, look down, just look. Be on your guard that your hearts are not weighed down. Look around so you don't miss out and miss the one who is at the centre of it all, who is the reason for the season. There are glimpses of the kingdom that appear when you least expect them. In the things that happen, there will be glimpses of the kingdom this Friday evening when people come and some have teas and coffees and others doing all sorts of craft activities. There will be glimpses of the kingdom when we've laid out the Nativity Festival display over the next week. There will be a glimpse of the kingdom when we do the Living Nativity in the town centre a week on Friday. There will be glimpses of the kingdom in all the things we do. Last year we took a carol service to Homely because we couldn't do anything else. I've no idea whether fewer or more people will turn up on the 12th or not. But it's right that in the season of when we celebrate God stepping out of heaven to incarnate his presence and his love here on earth, that we actually go and do the same. We incarnate the sign of God's presence out on a garden centre carpet. Pray. Pray that it all goes well, that it all comes together, and that we bring that glimpse of the glory in the gloom. That's what it's all about.